I sold all I had, and put aside as much as I could for a composition with my creditors, who gave me ample time to pay them in full, and I went out and joined Herbert. Within a month I had quitted England, and within 2 months I was clerk to Clarica and Co., and within 4 months I assumed my first undivided responsibility. For the beam across the parlour ceiling at Millpond Bank had then ceased to tremble under old Bill Barley's growls and was at peace, and Herbert had gone away to marry Clara, and I was left in sole charge of the Eastern Branch until he brought her back. Many a year went round before I was partner in the house, but I lived happily with Herbert and his wife, and lived frugally, and paid my debts, and maintained a constant correspondence with Biddy and Joe. It was not until I became third in the firm that Clarica betrayed me to Herbert, but he then declared that the secret of Herbert's partnership had been long enough upon his conscience, and he must tell it. So he told it, and Herbert was as much moved as amazed, and the dear fellow and I were not the worse friends for the long concealment. I must not leave it to be supposed that we were ever a great house, or that we made mints of money. We were not in a grand way of business, but we had a good name and worked for our profits, and did very well. We owed so much to Herbert's ever-cheerful industry and readiness that I often wondered how I had conceived that old idea of his ineptitude, until I was one day enlightened by the reflection that perhaps the ineptitude had never been in him at all, but had been in me.